Hear God's word from the book of Acts, the second chapter, verses 1 through 13. Acts 2, 1 through 13. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as a fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In September 1999, an earthquake rocked Taiwan and killed over 2,000 people. And many Christians from other parts of that nation went out to the earthquake places to help earthquake victims. And among them was a banker who took 2 weeks of unpaid leave and went out to a small mountain village which days before had been destroyed by the earthquake. And she and other church volunteers worked in a tent city that had been set up, helping with whatever needed to be done. And while performing those other tasks, this woman, this banker, discovered an old woman who had been unable to speak since the earthquake occurred. Day after day, this old woman sat outside her tent with a blank stare on her face. The earthquake had destroyed her home and all of her possessions. It had killed her whole family, her son and his wife and their 3 children. And every day the banker came and sat next to the old woman. She talked to her, she prayed with her, she held the woman's hand in silence, but she was unable to unlock the grief and pain that were locked inside this woman's heart. The old woman still did not speak. And as the time came for the banker to return home, she prayed fervently that somehow she might be able to get across to this broken woman, but nothing happened. And on the morning of the banker's last day in the village, she went again to the old woman who never spoke, and she sat down beside her and took the woman's hand again. And unconsciously, she began to hum a tune from her childhood, an old Taiwanese song of grief. And maybe it was a familiar tune, maybe it was the patient presence of that banker, or maybe it was just the right time for the melting of something in the woman's heart. But suddenly, tears began to flow down the face of that old woman, and she began to moan louder and louder and uncontrollable sobs. And the banker simply held her and waited until at last she could put that pain into words. The healing had begun. Now, probably very few of us have faced barriers to communication that were as severe as that one. But most of us have been in situations in which we were just unable to get across what we wanted to say. We longed to communicate something to somebody, and we just could not do so. It wasn't a matter of language. We both talked English, but we just could not. There were barriers that we just could not overcome. What can I say to let that person know I care? He's suffering so terribly. How can I say anything that will comfort and help when I myself am comfortable and unburdened? What can I do to communicate with my teenage son or daughter who doesn't pay any attention to the advice I give, who doesn't understand how much I love him? What can I do to communicate with my parents who misinterpret so much of what I say and do? How can I help them understand where I'm coming from? How can I get through to that person from whom I'm estranged? How can I overcome the hostility that separates us? How can I say words that bring healing to our relationship instead of words that irritate, even when I don't mean for them to do so? How can I say the words that help my friend know how wonderful it is to follow Christ? Her life would be so much fuller and better if she knew that. How can I communicate the joy and goodness which I feel? How can our church communicate God's love to those people in our communities who never attend church? Some of them have been hurt by churches and are suspicious of churches. How do we express the good news of Jesus Christ in ways that touch their hearts, in ways that meet their needs? A number of books have been written about the difficulties of communication between men and women. Men and women tend to speak different languages sometimes, even though they both are using English or some other language, it's the same. When men are trying to say, "I need you to help me," they often try to say that in ways that don't admit the man's weakness. And women often don't get the message. When women say, "Give me some space, I need to be more independent for a while," men just cannot understand often. Now, the story of Pentecost is a story of success in communicating the gospel in a language that people understood, in a language that touched people's hearts and changed people's lives. When Jesus ascended into heaven, he told his followers not to try to tell other people about him until they received the power to do so. So for 10 days, his followers waited for the power to communicate. And they waited and they prayed that God would give them the ability to talk about Christ with power and effectiveness. And on the 10th day, the power came. Jesus' followers had gathered in an upper room to pray, and there was a loud noise like wind blowing through the room, and tongues like flames of fire rested on all the followers of Christ, and they began speaking in many languages. And out in the streets, people heard the noise, and they gathered together in amazement to see what was going on. And so far it seemed like total confusion. The loud noise of rushing wind, flames of fire, people talking excitedly. But out of that confusion came unity and harmony. There were people there from many countries. They spoke different languages, but on that day they heard the message of the gospel in their own languages. Not just the languages of their country, the languages of their hearts. A language that touched their souls and changed their lives. And suddenly, all those foreigners from different countries were not foreigners anymore. They spoke different languages, but they understood each other. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Galileans, Indians and Pakistanis, Palestinians and Israelis, Christians and Muslims, Republicans and Democrats, black people, white people, Hispanic people, rich people, poor people, all of them united in love. You and that person you despise, united in love. Think what power to unite you with someone who hates you or whom you hate. That all of them united in love. It was the opposite of what had happened at Babel years before, centuries before. There, the nations gathered at Babel to build a tower. They all spoke the same language. They understood each other. The tower was a sign of their independence from God. They considered themselves modern and advanced. They thought they did not need God anymore. Their technology and knowledge would enable them to take care of themselves without God. And then one day, Gomer was working on the construction site with Jezreel. Jezreel, he said, bring me that hammer over there, the one with Siapamomangambilbarangitu, Malamesti. And Jezreel replied, stop that crazy talk. They could not speak the same language. And they looked at each other in frustration. And all around the construction site, it was like that. People unable to understand each other, confusion and chaos everywhere. And people scattered across the face of the earth because they spoke different language, they could not understand each other. They scurried like rats running across the desert looking for a hole to live in. Now that happened a long time ago. Over 4,000 years ago, people say. That day at Babel when people shouted at each other in language and frustration and no one understood anybody because they were speaking different languages. But Babel still happens today. Babel is the sound of chaos and misunderstanding when Arabs and Jews discuss the Holy Land, when Republicans and Democrats try to discuss taxes, when you and that person you can't get along with try to discuss whatever it is that separates you. Babel is like children trying to divide candy, parents trying to discuss curfew with teens, divorcees trying to discuss custody of the children and who gets the grandfather clause. Bureaucrats trying to explain their forms. Much talk, little listening. Many words, little understanding. Now, all of that changed one morning in Jerusalem. Changed for while that morning and into the early church, changed forever, although Babel keeps coming back. On that day called Pentecost, God overcame the frustrations of communication and enable people to hear and understand each other. And they became a close-knit group, praying together, working together, eating together, helping each other. If anybody had a need, others would help, even to the point of selling their property and using the proceeds to help so that no one would be hungry. Now, they did not do that because it says in the Bible Christians ought to help the poor and needy. The Bible does say that often. But the motivation for these early Christians, they were motivated by their love for each other. How can I let you go hungry? You're my brother. How can I let your sickness go unattended? You're my sister. Two things stand out about that early Christian community. One was the depth of their love for each other. They loved each other so much that they sacrificed their own self-interest to help one another. The other was the breadth of their love for one another. Everybody was included. People who normally did not get along, did not associate with each other, began to worship together and work together, pray for each other, help each other. Jews and non-Jews, rich and poor, slaves and free people, normally in that society of that day, did not associate with each other. But in the church and in the power of the Holy Spirit, they were one. Now, can that happen in the church today? Well, yes, it can, and it does. You can see the power of the Holy Spirit in our prayers for one another, in the help we give to each other in times of crisis, in our ability to handle disagreements without falling out with each other. The Pentecostal power of the church of the Spirit is present in the church today. Can it do greater work than it's already doing? Well, of course it can. It can empower us to love even more and to love more people, to pour out our hearts and to help more generously. Several years ago, I was in a group of ministers from different churches in the town where I was living at that time. And we were talking about ministry to persons with AIDS. And that was back in the early days of AIDS, when they didn't have all the drugs for AIDS and HIV that they have today. But the word was already out, the medical word and the scientific word, information, that you couldn't get AIDS just by normal social contact, like a handshake or even a hug. But some people did not believe that medical knowledge, scientific knowledge, and they were afraid of people with AIDS. And one minister in our group said, "There are two men with AIDS in my congregation, and I go to see each one in the hospital, and I stand at the door of their rooms and I talk to them, and I pray for each one from the door of their room, and then I leave." Now, it may have been a beautiful prayer that he prayed, but there's no way that he was communicating the love of Christ, who left heaven to come among us and take our sin upon him, and who healed the diseases of our bodies and so on, who touched lepers and healed them. Pop star Cliff Richard visited a Bihari refugee camp in Bangladesh. And he says the first morning he was there, he must have washed his hands a dozen times. He didn't want to touch anything, least of all the people. Everybody was covered with sores and scabs. And he said, "I was bending over a little boy, mainly to get my picture taken with him, trying not to get any closer to him than I had to, and yet be fairly close to him. And just then somebody accidentally stepped on that little boy's fingers, and he screamed. And as a reflex, I grabbed him, forgetting about his dirt and sores. And I remember that warm little body clinging to me, and the crying instantly stopped. I knew I still had a lot to learn about practical Christian loving, but at least I'd started. He had learned that the Holy Spirit's language is the language of love, and it communicates the power of Christ to people, even when they are different from each other, even when they don't speak the same language. Our failures in communication are usually failures in love, in marriages, in the church, in politics, in society. Our failures in communication are usually failures in love. Love finds a way to communicate itself. Love, even when there are horrendous barriers to communication, love persists until it finds a way to communicate. There are millions of people who are longing for that kind of love. Millions who are longing for that kind of community. Let us give thanks for the community that we have now here in this church, even as we seek to make it more loving and more open to God's Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O Lord, help us to speak in the power of your Spirit words that communicate faith and hope and love, words that build up, words that heal. Help us also to listen in the power of your Spirit, to listen to you, to listen to each other, and to listen to a world that is crying for community. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.